This is Morning Edition on New England Public Media. I'm Carrie Healy. Connecticut's Bradley Airport has seen a sharp drop in passengers since the start of the pandemic, but an airport official is hoping a new COVID-19 testing option will help bring people back. New England Public Media's Alden Bourne reports.
Please keep 6 feet of distance from others.
On a recent weekday morning, departing passengers trickle into Bradley Airport as a public service announcement plays overhead. One of them is 29-year-old Elizabeth Gaines, who's heading home to L.A. after visiting family in East Longmeadow, Massachusetts. She's been flying throughout the pandemic.
At the beginning, my family was definitely scared of me, like, coming home and stuff. And then as time's gone on, it's kind of like, well, either you're not going to do anything or you're going to kind of go about things as you normally would. So that's kind of what we're doing.
Well, not exactly normally. She does take an extra step before flying east.
I'll get tested out in L.A. so I can come here and I have, like, the negative test. And then I don't really see many people beside my family.
Mark Chu of Farmington, Connecticut, is flying for the first time since the pandemic began. He's headed to Las Vegas with his girlfriend for vacation.
Looking forward just to getting away. It's been a long time, you know, cooped up in the house and getting antsy.
He says he's not worried about increasing his risk of catching COVID-19.
I feel fine about it. Yeah, I'm not too concerned. I got a mask on and people are taking precautions, so it doesn't concern me too much.
While Gaines and Chu chose to fly, a lot of people aren't. Kevin Dillon is the executive director of the Connecticut Airport Authority, which oversees Bradley. He says the number of passengers is down about 80% and the number of flights is down sharply as well.
Prior to the pandemic, we were handling about 80 to 90 departures per day. Right now, we're averaging about 30 departures per day.
That decrease has affected the airport's bars and restaurants, rental car companies, and no doubt those who work for them. And Dillon says Bradley itself has taken a major financial hit.
The airlines are about 60% of our total revenue, and the landing fees make up a good portion.
Although the airport was helped by $28 million in federal assistance. Dillon says the passenger numbers actually started to recover late last spring, but sunk again after Connecticut Governor Ned Lamont ordered travelers from states with high rates of COVID to quarantine for 14 days. In mid-September, Lamont offered an exemption to passengers who test negative for COVID-19.
We are going to try to make it as easy as possible for our passengers to avail themselves of that.
So last week, the airport began offering testing on-site in the baggage claim area. The other day at Bradley, Julie Vandercroft of Newtown, Connecticut, was flying out to Oregon to celebrate her 60th birthday. She said she couldn't wait to get in the air.
I love flying. I love to be on an airplane, and I find it very relaxing and exciting.
It may be a while until more passengers feel that way, and the gates at Bradley Airport are filled with people eager to fly. For New England Public Media, I'm Alden Bourne.